This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
It's the Sonic Summerstock Playhouse 11th Annual Season! The Sonic Summerstock Playhouse is the seasonal series of radio drama recreations in which producers and actors from the modern age of audio drama recreate and reproduce classic old-time radio plays. The Sonic Summerstock Playhouse is open to all producers and creators of modern audio drama to bring to a contemporary audience these classic plays. And now, for our premiere performance, we go to the host of Sonic Summerstock Playhouse, already in the balcony, Mr. David Ault.
Welcome, everyone, to the 11th season of the Sonic Summerstock Playhouse. I'm your host, David Ault, with my usual spot here in the balcony overlooking the beautiful Heritage Summerstock Playhouse. We've spent the last couple of weeks preparing everything for our inaugural performance this year, and we're beginning with a great play originally written from a short story by Ray Bradbury, and adapted into an X-1 feature that was released on the 7th of January, 1951. This production is brought to you by producer Jeff Billard and the Amigos Collective. When the first space rocket lands on Mars, what will we find? Will we be welcomed with open arms, or will the Martians treat us as invaders? Only one thing is... Well, the curtain is lifting, and it's time to find out with our premiere show in the Playhouse, X-1's Mars is Heaven.
Countdown for blastoff. X minus 5. Minus 4. Minus 3. Minus 2. X minus 1. Fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand would-be worlds. The National Broadcasting Company presents X minus one.
Tonight's story, Mars is Heaven. When the first space rocket lands on Mars, what will we find? Only the ruins of a dead and deserted planet? Or will there be life? Intelligent life in some strange form that we can only imagine? Will we be welcomed with open arms? Or will the Martians treat us as invaders? Only one thing is certain. Someday, a giant metal ship will take off from Earth to travel through the black velocities, the silent gulfs of space, to descend at last into the darkness of the upper Martian atmospheres. And on that day, man will finally know the answers. The day we first land on Mars.
Now hear this, now hear this. Approaching critical deceleration. Fasten gravity suits. Stand by to land.
There it is. We've intersected the course vector, sir.
All right, Lieutenant Lustig. Over to manual control.
Yes, sir.
Masters, sound general quarters.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant Lustig, what do you make of the terrain?
There seems to be a heavy ground mist, Captain. We won't be able to use the infrared lights.
Then we'll have to come in on radar.
Isn't that a little risky, sir? Landing in the dark.
I'd rather run the danger of a blind landing, Lieutenant, than come in without the cover of darkness. Remember, we don't know what kind of reception is waiting for us down there.
Airspeed 500. Altitude now 4,000.
Bridge to engine room. Stand by for deceleration. Fire forward tubes 1 and 3. Steady as she goes, Lieutenant.
As she goes, sir.
Airspeed 100, altitude 1000.
Radar indicates a level stretch dead ahead, sir.
Skids down.
Skids check.
Altitude 500, 4, 350, 3.
Up point now. All right, let's set her down. Cut the power. Masters, pipe battle stations.
Aye, sir. All secure, sir.
Well, everyone, we're now on Mars. April 20th, 1987. 4:33 Greenwich time. Enter that in the log, Masters.
Aye, sir.
Well, everyone, it's less than 2 hours till dawn. As soon as it's light, we'll send out a landing party. Masters, get me an all-over hookup.
We're all set, Captain.
All right, crew, the smoking lamp is lit. Well, we're on Mars, the first manned ship from Earth to land here. We don't know what we're going to find or what dangers we may face. We're 17 humans on an alien world. It's up to us whether we ever get home again. The next few hours should tell the story, and I want instant obedience to all commands. I'll court-martial the first man who doesn't jump to when he's ordered. And one other thing. We may be on Mars, but this is still a United States naval vessel. Officers will conduct a personnel and weapons inspection in 1 hour. That is all.
An inspection? Captain, now?
Lustig, we've got an hour and a half to sweat out before we find out what's outside that airlock. I'd rather have a man worried about his stripes than about what's waiting outside on Mars.
Now hear this. Landing party, report to forward airlock. Captain Black, Lieutenant Hingston, Lieutenant Lustig, and Dr. Horst, report immediately to forward airlock. It is now landing time minus 5.
Well, they're paging us. You ready, Dr. Horst?
Yes, Lustig. As ready as I will ever be.
Come on, let's get in the lock.
Hingston, Lustig, and Dr. Horst reporting in the airlock.
Very well, sir. The captain will join you.
Four minutes to go. Wish the captain would get here.
What difference does it make?
I just want to get it over with, that's all. Anybody got a cigarette?
Yeah, but I think you're smoking too much, Lieutenant Lustig. Are you nervous?
Lay off, will you, Horst?
Wondering what's hidden outside, underneath that ground mist? Yeah, I've been giving it some thought. It would be very interesting to find out. A very unusual planet, Mars.
Why?
It has an atmosphere. A wonderful thing, an atmosphere. Where you find one, you find life.
You mean Martians?
What do you think they'll look like?
Who knows? Intelligent life can take many forms.
You mean they have green skin and eyes on stalks or something?
The comic book conception is possible, of course. Or they may have developed far beyond us. Perhaps they have a science that can produce weapons far more dangerous than our atomic missiles.
You think we may have to fight our way out?
After all, we are invaders.
Now hear this. Landing time minus 2.
All right. We heard this. You know what I'd like to find outside that airlock? Good old Illinois. Ever been there, Lustig?
Only in Chicago.
You ought to see my hometown. Green lawns, big white houses.
Sounds like my hometown.
My grandmother used to have one of those iron deer on the lawn. Every Halloween we'd paint it another color. One time we painted it black and white like a Holstein cow.
Where does your family live, Dr. Horst?
I have no family. When I was a child, they were gassed to death in the Dachau concentration camp.
Tough.
No, it has its advantages. I have no ties on Earth and nothing to lose now. I imagine I'm the only one on board who is free to enjoy our present peculiar position.
All right, Masters. You can button it up now.
Aye, sir.
Well, everyone, check your sidearms. In 1 minute, we'll be the first men to set foot on Mars. Quite an honor, eh?
As long as the medals aren't awarded posthumously.
Still uneasy, Dr. Horst?
Captain Black, I've been uneasy ever since I can remember. On Earth and on Mars.
Well, 30 seconds. Give me the intercom phone, Lustig.
Yes, sir.
Masters?
Aye, sir.
Battle stations are to be manned until we return. If we're not back in 2 hours, I want no rescue party sent out. Blast off and save the ship. You understand?
Aye, sir.
All right. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Lustig, open the outer airlock.
Yes, sir. It's fresh air.
Let's go. All right now, take it easy. It's too dark to move fast.
Quiet, isn't it? Not even a wind. Can't see anything through this ground mist.
Quiet. You don't know what's out here. All right, come on.
What the?
Quiet.
Captain, I could swear that sounds like a rooster.
I don't hear it anymore.
A very homely, but a very unlikely sound. A rooster crowing on Mars.
Hingston.
Aye, sir.
Set that machine gun 25 yards to the flank. We'll stay here till the ground mist lifts.
Aye, sir.
What do you make of the ground, Horst?
Grass. Plain grass. Look, you can see some large foliage. There, where the mist is thinned down.
What the?
Hingston, hold your fire, you fool!
I hit it.
What?
Some kind of wild animal. I hit it. I can see the tracers, but it's still standing.
Come on, Horst. Doctor, where are you?
Up ahead, admiring the wild animal.
Careful, Horst. Wait for us.
Don't worry, Captain. It's an iron deer, a lawn ornament.
Well, that's impossible.
It's hollow. Interesting, isn't it? A whitewashed Victorian iron deer sitting on a lawn in the middle of Mars.
I don't understand.
Look around. The mist is lifting.
Hey, Captain, look there. It's a house. A regular old-fashioned house.
But, sir, on Mars?
Good Lord. I haven't seen carved scrolls and gingerbread like that in years. Look at that porch swing. The geraniums.
There! I told you it was a rooster, Captain.
Give me the glasses, Lustig. I want to take a look through that front window. Well, there's an upright piano. Some sheet music on it. Lustig, it's beautiful Ohio.
It can't be, sir.
Horst, do you think that civilization of two planets could be identical?
I don't know. That specific variety of geranium is only 50 years old on Earth.
Is it logical that they should develop on Mars? How about that porch swing, and that piano, and beautiful Ohio? Why, it's impossible.
Captain Black, this looks like the town I was born in.
Well, it looks like my hometown, too.
I thought of something, sir. It's the only solution. Maybe we're not the first ship to reach Mars from Earth.
Don't be ridiculous, Lustig.
Well, how else can you explain it? Suppose some scientists got together. They invented a spaceship and planted a colony here. That's the only answer.
That's impossible, Lustig. Man's space travel, it couldn't be secret. Do you have any idea what ships cost? What industrial powers needed? No, there's got to be some logical reason.
I think perhaps you might find out, Captain. A light just went on in the house.
Hingston, cover that door with a machine gun.
Aye, sir.
Come on, Horst. We're going to ring that doorbell. There's got to be a scientific answer to all this.
There's something moving in there.
Stand back, Horst. Give me a clear shot.
Are you sure a bullet can stop a Martian?
Steady now.
Can I help you? If you're selling anything, it's much too early.
No, wait just a minute. What town is this?
What do you mean? Are you census takers?
No. We're strangers here. We want to know how this town got here.
Is this a game?
No, it's not a game. We are from Earth.
From where?
From Earth.
Yeah, do you mean out of the ground? Are you sure you're feeling well?
Madam, we came in a flying ship across space. We're from the third planet Earth. This is Mars. Now do you understand? Mars.
You go away now, here. I'll call my husband from upstairs and he'll chase you. Go on.
But this is Mars, isn't it?
Well, this is Green Lake, Wisconsin, the United States of America, bounded on the east by the Atlantic and on the west by the Pacific. Now go away.
Horst, do you suppose it's really possible? I've got to find out more about this.
I told you. I'll call my husband. Now you go away.
You've got to tell me one thing first. What year is this?
Year? It's 1928, of course. For goodness sakes.
You hear that, Horst? And we know it's 1987, and we know this is Mars. Is it possible that we got fouled up, made some tremendous blunder, and circled around and landed back on Earth?
In 1928?
Well, maybe some switch in time or dimension. Could we have shifted somehow, gone backward in time? Oh, Horst, this won't hold water. It's not logical. We checked every mile. We went past the moon, out into space. We're on Mars. Lustig, out at point. Hingston, in the rear. Keep that gun at half load.
Aye, sir.
Horst, there's got to be some cold, logical solution.
Captain!
What?
That house down the street, the white one with the green shutters.
Lustig, what's the matter?
I never thought I'd... Thank God!
Lustig, come back here.
She's running for that house.
That crazy fool. After her, quick.
Lustig, stop.
Come down off that porch.
Grandma!
Lustig, what the devil do you think you're doing?
Alice!
Grandma! Grandpa, it is you!
Lustig, what is going on here?
Alice, oh, it's been so many years.
How you've grown, dear.
I'm so happy to see you both.
Lieutenant Lustig.
Captain. Grandma, I want you to meet my friends. This is Captain Black. Captain, I want you to meet my grandfolks.
Howdy. Any friend of Alice's is a friend of ours.
How long have you been here, Grandma?
Oh, a good many years. Ever since we died.
Ever since you what?
Yes, sir. They've been dead for 30 years.
What?
Oh, now, don't you trouble yourself. It's all right. We're alive again, that's all.
You mean to tell me that Mars is heaven?
Oh, nonsense, no. All we know is, here, we're alive again. And who are we to question God's infinite ways?
Lustig, we're going back to the ship.
But, Captain, I want to talk to my grandfolks.
Lieutenant Lustig, I don't like any part of this. You'll come back with us if I have to carry you.
Aye, sir.
Now let's go. Heaven only knows what they've run up against back at the ship. Horst, look at that crowd around the ship.
It looks like they're being welcomed with a celebration, Captain.
Celebration? They've abandoned ship. Every port is open. No guard set. You, masters.
Hiya, Captain. Hey, meet my old dad. Dad, that's Captain Black. He's not a bad guy for an officer.
Hingston!
What, sir?
Bring that band back. Use force if you have to.
Aye. Oh, excuse me, sir. That's my Uncle George.
Hingston!
I'll be right back, Captain. Uncle George!
What
Uncle
the
George.
Devil is going on here?
Don't you understand, sir? They've all found friends and relatives. They're all here.
You're right, Captain. I found them. The whole crew is out in the crowd.
Well, I gave orders. definite orders.
You don't understand, Captain.
I understand mutiny. I don't care how many relatives show up, I'll have discipline.
John! Johnny! Johnny, you old son of a gun!
It's you. Edward.
Yes.
It can't be.
Oh, of course it is, Johnny. Johnny, you old...
Ed! Dr. Horst, this is my brother Edward.
How do you do?
Hello, sir.
It's wonderful to see you, Edward. Look, I've got to get back to my ship.
Johnny, wait. I almost forgot. Mom's waiting at home.
Mom?
Yeah. And Dad, too.
Mom and Dad are alive? Then you're real, Ed?
Well, of course. Don't I feel real? How's that, huh?
Why, Ed.
We've got lunch for you, Johnny. Mom's making corn fritters.
Dr. Horst, haven't you found anybody?
No, Captain. I have nobody.
Then you come on home with me, right, Ed?
Why, sure.
Horst, you wouldn't believe it, but it's been 35 years since I've had Mom's corn fritters. By George, 35 years.
And there's plenty more in the kitchen, so don't hold back, Johnny. You too, Dr. Horst.
Well, Johnny, you're still in the Navy, huh?
That's right, Dad. I'm in command of the ship.
We're a whole Navy family, Dr. Horst. All three of our boys are in the service.
Ed was the best pilot in the Pacific till... What did happen, Ed?
What's the difference? I'm here now.
Yeah, but...
You know, it's almost perfect. All we're missing is your brother Will. Then the whole family can be together.
That won't be long, Mom. Will's in charge of the XR-54, the next rocket coming out to Mars.
Well, little Will. When does he leave, Johnny?
Well, the takeoff's scheduled for September.
Uh-huh.
But it depends on what we report.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
There's no question about that now, huh?
No.
Christmas together again. That'll be something.
It sure will. Yes, sirree. Well, this calls for a celebration. How about a little of the old dandelion wine, hey, Johnny?
Father, now don't you go giving Johnny too much wine.
He's a big boy now, Mother.
Yes, sir. Isn't everything just fine? Just fine.
Oh, I'll be melancholy too.
Play that one again, will you, Ed?
Oh, sure.
Well, Dr. Horst, what are you doing sitting here all alone? What do you think of my little family?
Very nice.
You know, I can't understand why you didn't find any folks here, Dr. Horst. It's just a shame everyone else is so happy.
Well, I never remembered my family, Mrs. Black. All I know is they were gassed at Dachau during the Second World War. When I was liberated, I was in delirium for 3 months. I cannot remember anything before then. A psychiatric phenomenon.
Oh, that's terrible. Isn't there anything anybody can do?
I haven't had a pleasant life, and I prefer to be free of emotional entanglements. They interfere with a scientific approach.
I'm sorry, Dr. Horst.
Oh, I'll get it.
That's our ring. Long and three shorts. I remember that.
Well, maybe we better call it a night. You must be getting tired, Johnny.
I better be going back to the ship.
Nonsense. You stay the night. We insist.
I just couldn't rest thinking of you all alone on that ship.
I'll be all right. Well, good night.
Oh, wait a minute, Dr. Horst. That phone message was for you.
Me?
Yes, that's right. A message from Anna.
Anna? I don't remember.
Well, she must be an old friend. Isn't that nice?
I don't... Are you sure it's for me? I don't remember any Anna.
Well, she asked if you were better.
Perhaps she's someone who knew you at Dachau?
Anna?
She said she's coming over here first thing in the morning. So you'll have to stay over.
Yes, but...
Well, that settles it. You stay here, Horst. You can bunk with me in my old room.
Yeah, but Johnny, we thought you'd like to be with Edward.
So you could talk the way you used to.
Well, we can't put Dr. Horst on the daybed. I think we'd better share the room tonight. Be plenty of time for talking, Ed.
Yes, I guess so.
I suppose I'd better drop back to the ship, you know, Ed. Security check?
But why do you have to do that here?
I don't know, Mom. There's no good reason, I guess. Suppose we skip it tonight. Well, good night, everybody.
Oh, it's good to have you home, Johnny.
It's good to be home, Mom.
Captain Black, are you asleep?
No, I've been thinking about what we were expecting. Green-skinned Martians, when all the time it was only Mom and Dad and Edward waiting. It's funny what tricks your imagination can play on you. Well, I guess Mars is heaven, Horst.
You know, I've been thinking about Martians, too. Captain, just suppose. Suppose there were Martians, and they saw us land. And suppose they thought of us as invaders. What would be the best weapon they could use against our atom bombs, huh?
I don't see what you're getting at.
They would want to disarm us first, huh? To wipe out all suspicion and make us feel at home. Suppose this house isn't real. Suppose the people are just images, stolen from our own memories by Martians, created for us by telepathy, hypnotism.
That's the craziest theory I've ever heard.
Maybe that's why there was no one for me. Because in all my life, there is no happy memory. No real loved person, not even my mother. I don't remember her. Only the piles of rotten corpses at Dachau. There was no happy emotion for these people to recreate.
How about that phone call? Anna?
Yes, Anna. I didn't remember who she was, but I do now. I just remembered. When I was freed from Dachau, sick, delirious, I raved about a wonderful kind nurse named Anna that took care of me.
Well, there you are. It's logical she's coming to see you tomorrow.
But there was no Anna. I'd been nursed by a man.
What?
Anna was only a dream. And there was only one way they could have learned about her. By reading my subconscious mind.
That's impossible, Horst.
Why? The whole crew was thinking of home. Suppose the Martians read our minds.
Yes, but if there are Martians...
If there are, they have us separated. Each man in a different house. Sleeping. Trusting. No one at the guns.
I left my pistol downstairs. Do you think there's something to this, Horst?
It's a perfect trap, Captain. Who would suspect his own mother? His grandparents? How easy. Just a knife in the heart of each sleeping man and woman.
That's impossible, Horst. But we've got to get back to the ship.
Listen. The crickets have stopped. Come on. We don't know when they change back to whatever they really are.
Careful.
Where are you going, John?
Ed. We wanted a drink of water. That's all, Ed.
You're not thirsty, John. You don't want a drink.
Look out!
You don't want a drink.
Oh, his face, it's changing. He's a Martian.
Run, Horst, run!
You can't get away, John.
This way, Horst. Horst, where are you?
Ah!
Hello, can you hear me, Earth? This is Captain John Black, the XR-53 calling from Mars. I've locked myself in the ship, but they've crippled it. I can't take off or fire the guns. And they're coming for me now, the Martians. I'm all alone here. All the rest are dead. Hingston, Lustig, Dr. Horst. Poor Horst, he didn't even reach the door. Listen, they're trying to break through the hall. Edward and Mom and Dad and all the folks, but they're changing now. They're melting and changing back into... They're Martians. Can you understand? They're Martians, not men. They made us think that Mars was heaven, and we fell into the trap. Can you hear me, Earth? You've got to stop the next rocket. Listen, tell my brother Will. Tell my brother not to come. They'll trap him, too. They'll kill them all. Hello. Can you hear me, Earth? This is John Black on Mars. Hello, Earth. This is John Black on Mars. Hello, Earth. Hello, Earth. Hello, Earth.
Tonight, the Amigos Audio Collective has brought you the X-1 science fiction classic, Mars is Heaven, written by Ray Bradbury and adapted for radio by Ernest Canoy. Featured in tonight's cast were Pete Lutz as Captain Black, Lothar Tuppen as Dr. Horst, Tanya Milojevic as Lieutenant Lustig, Christian Ferris as Hinkston, Jeffrey Billard as Masters, with Sarah Golding as the Old Woman, Lisa Michaud as Grandma, Joe Stofko as Grandpa, Janet Dider as Mom, Bob Bach as Dad, and Jack Ward as Edward. This is Graham Rowett. Mars is Heaven is dedicated to our dear amigo, Bill Holweg. We miss you, brother. And was directed and mixed by Jeffrey Billard. X-1.
The X-1 opening was by Lothar Tuppen, and all music was used with permission from incompetech.filmmusic.io. Audio Groove Cats.
And that's this week's performance from the Sonic Summerstock Playhouse. All productions, features, characters, and scripts presented in the Playhouse belong strictly to their respective copyright holders, and no copyright infringement is assumed or intended. The Sonic Summerstock Playhouse is part of the Sonic Society and a proud member of the Mutual Audio Network, and any shows that continue their run must receive express permission from all parties involved. Join us next week for another classic performance. For our announcer, Jack Ward, I'm your host, David Ault. Good night.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
There are a number of things that we can all do to help stop the spread of the coronavirus and protect ourselves and our families. One is simply to clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If you don't have access to soap and water, then make sure you use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. And finally, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. These are some simple things that we can all do to help protect ourselves and our families from the spread of coronavirus. Be well, everybody.